Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth that we almost missed because I was stuffing my face with an orange. We are on, for me, I'm on day 34 of what is commonly known as the hostage situation. For a lot of other people, we are on the third week, well, the start of the third week of the safer at home situation because of this nasty little virus called Corona. I know, right? They could have named it after a nasty beer, like Milwaukee's Best or Budweiser, something like that. But either way, where, you know, everybody's on this safer at home thing and businesses are closed down. Mike started a new job only to be told literally 4 weeks into his new job that they were closing down because of it. Baseball season hasn't even started. NBA has shut its season right before the playoffs happen, so we don't even know what's going on there. Sports-wise, that's going on. WWE is considered essential employees right now. And after seeing that Vince McMahon has been asked by Donald Trump to help re-stimulate the economy, we now know why they're considered essential employees. You know, Vince was on his knees that night to get that call. But everything else is pretty much shut down at a standstill. Malls are closed. Most of the stores are closed. Places like Walmart, Myers, that sort of thing are open, but you know, it's insane going there. I have not been out to a store properly. God. In weeks. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's leading to a lot of boredom, depression for some people. We've got AJ pretty much in charge of going out and everything because that actually gives him something to do and stops the crippling depression that I think he would be over him if he had to stay in permanently all the time. I've been sewing masks like they're going out of style. I think I'm at 600 and something right now. How many video games have you guys completed in this household? We've watched more movies than, you know, we care to say. Carol Baskin's that bitch did kill her husband and feed him to a tiger. Those of you who've watched Tiger King will know what I'm on about. So as that, we've had a brief roundup. When we come back, we will talk about some of the firings that have gone on with WWE. But for now, we're going to play a song. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Yeah.
WWE has been doing its show still. They've been doing it from the Performance Center without a crowd and everything, which was actually kind. We all agreed, as you could tell, the like which wrestlers really get hyped by the crowd, because Edge came out a few weeks ago, and you could see him do what he was used to doing when his music started and everything, and that was go to the crowd. But WWE, are you asleep over there? Oh. But WWE has actually today released a whole bunch of wrestlers and production crew. I am going to hand it over to Mr. Jones, who will be able to tell everybody the rest. Mr. Jones?
Yeah, just hold on a minute. I just got to look through the list again. Get 2 lines for $40 a line. Period. So just bear with me here.
There is a lot. I let's be honest, we were saying earlier that the WWE hasn't actually released anybody for quite a while. So it's not surprising, yet it is surprising the sheer amount of people who have gone. And I'm betting that we see a couple of those faces at AEW very soon.
Right, as they do their... The 90-day no clothes thing.
You know what? The way you care for your baby.
Could you at least say something instead of my show is
over? It's absolutely perfect.
I told him I need a minute. I'll try to look for the list.
Well, we also had WrestleMania recently as well, and that was spread over 2 nights. The John Cena Firefly House match, we don't even know. We're still confused over that.
Hello?
We're still confused over the Firefly match. I don't think anybody knows what the hell went on in that match, why it went on in that match, and what their little was going on about. It made no sense whatsoever. It wasn't even a match. Let's be perfectly honest. There was no match at all involved in that. Yeah, I apologize for that. A certain donkey butt hung up my phone.
But, yeah, anyway, we'll go back to this whole Firefly match. I don't even know what went on in that match. I don't know what that match was supposed to have accomplished. I don't know what that match was supposed to have achieved. Nothing. It wasn't a match. That's the whole point. It was like a skit for the show.
Well, I know there got to be some people that be complaining about that match.
There was no point to it. The one match that did come out that was absolutely phenomenal was The Undertaker versus AJ Styles.
Well, I did find a list finally.
Hold on one second, though. Was anybody surprised that Undertaker actually spoke with his voice? Like his real voice? I think it was one of those things that as soon as AJ Styles started throwing around Undertaker's wife into the mix, you knew he was going to come out personal. You know what I mean? And what was it, AJ Styles' real name? Alan, isn't it? Yeah, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. But I'm going to pass you back to AJ as long as he promises not to hang up the show again. And he'll read the list of those people released.
Okay. Besides the list that I said earlier, there was more people that got let go. And I did do a YouTube video earlier about it. So let's see, here are the names: Drake Maverick, Kurt Hawkins, Carl Anderson, EC3, Leo Rush, Luke Gallows, Shane Helms. He was a producer. Eric Young and Heath Slater. Let's see. There's more. Kurt Angle, Aiden English, Lance Storm. He was just been hired to be an agent. Billy Kidman, Wright Rotunda, Dave Finley, which is Pitt Finley. Pat Buck, don't know who that is. Sean Devari, Scott Armstrong, Sarah Stock. She's a trainer. And here's more releases that they finally updated, and yeah, they just update more and more, like every hour or so. So it's probably the ones that y'all probably don't know.
They're also saying there was a production team as well, so it's not just wrestlers and stuff. It's trainers, makeup artists, people in the production side, things, writers, etc. So some names aren't going to be familiar.
Right. You got the rest of my Kyoto. He's gone. This is a big surprise. Sarah Logan, Roman, Primo and Epico, but they wasn't doing much anyway. Mike and Maria Kanellis, Zack Ryder, No Way Jose, the surprise.
Last week on Raw, actually the Big Pat Monday.
Right. One of the shocking ones, I think it is Rusev. Yeah, that's a shock.
Probably.
WWE writer Andrea Listenberger. Alexandar Gastic. Deonna Purrazzo. She was just wrestling last week on NXT, so it was just kind of weird. Announcer Jerry Soto. Ace Steele and MJ Jenkins.
Oh, what?
Was probably part of the, I think it was like part of production crew and stuff.
And as I said to AJ, I think part of the changes are to do with the fact that with this coronavirus, they can see exactly who's, wanting to work with them and who isn't, you know what I mean, and where they found out where their essential employees are. And I've got a feeling once they're back properly with crowds and stuff, you're going to see a lot more changes because they I want to say they know how to work it now, but you know what I mean.
I guess because they didn't do it last year, and I think they did it all these years, but I think last year they didn't do it. I guess they decided to make it up to do it this year. It's just throwing out a lot of people. And what I said earlier about Kurt Angle, because he was the one that got let go too, is like, he's retired. Like, how are you going to let him go because he's retired?
I'm working backstage.
Well, and my whole thing is that, you know, when there's a shake-up, like, well, there's never been anything of this magnitude, let's be perfectly honest. And WWE, I will say this, you've got to give them credit where credit's due. They're trying to make the best out of a bad situation by at least keeping something on. And as much as some of the matches, we've been like, what the hell? You know what I mean? And then they've been showing, like they showed the Royal Rumble match and some other ones and everything. It has actually been nice that there's something new going to be on a Monday. That something new is going to be on a Friday. You know what I mean? It has been nice that there's that to look forward to. And one of the things that I like about it all and everything as well is that they didn't completely cancel WrestleMania. They had it spread out over two nights. And that, to me, worked. And what they did with the Undertaker match, yeah, it would have been phenomenal seeing AJ Styles and Undertaker wrestle together at WrestleMania in that big arena. But can we just give credit where credit's due that WWE were like, huh, okay, we're kind of in a shit situation here. What can we do? And they made it almost like a little part of a movie. Do you know what I mean? It just, and let's be honest, the three of us were like, oh, yeah. And he comes on that motorbike, we're like, yes, yes. So throwing the guys off of the roof of that old barn and all that stuff just, to me, really worked together and just made everything so, I don't want to say special, but just made it so worth watching.
Right.
Yes, there were some major disappointments. Why Becky Lynch still has that? Has that title still? Was a big disappointment. Let's be perfectly honest. You know, we were hoping that she would lose that title. We had seen her enough with that title. It's the same freaking thing. And I think having somebody else hold it now is needed. However, we have to say this, don't we, Mike? We were quite disappointed recently with AJ, haven't we? That on Sunday, he didn't put on his Jesus shirt. We sat here waiting, didn't we, for our sermon by AJ, and he didn't do it. He didn't do it. So what I'm going to do is put on another song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. And maybe we can probe the Encyclopedia of Wrestling, who's sat in the corner playing with himself right now.
your novel. I'm wearing your goggles. Virtual, virtual reality. Hey, it ain't what it costs them. It might be a dollar, as long as it shocks you. Memory, electricity, mind, device, delicacy. Little souvenir. Can I steal it from you? To memorize the way you shocked me. The way you move it here. Just wanna feel it from you. Hey,
woo! Don't be afraid to catch feels. Run your cup and taste pills. I know you ain't afraid to pop pills.
Hey.
Baby, I know you ain't scared to catch feels. Feels with me.
Goddamn. I know you love to make an entrance. Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? You mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'll get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your face cologne just to get you alone.
Okay, we are back. What was we going to talk about when we came back? Oh, I was going to probe the encyclopedia, weren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, encyclopedia over in the corner. So you know, you've got pretty, I will admit, while we travel, his knowledge on wrestling is quite astounding. So when it came to Undertaker's match and how he came out and all this lot, do you think it was a good move for him to step back a little bit into his wrestling past to bring that out, or were you expecting something different?
I was expecting for him to do the whole dead man outfit, but I'm guessing since you mentioned earlier that AJ Styles went personal with it and started talking about him and Michelle and his kids. He brought more, it was like a cross between his real self and his character at the same time.
Yep.
I think that's probably what it was. Like, I think the American Badass persona was him.
Yeah, was more him than...
Right.
And then let's be honest, I think anybody, to me it doesn't matter whether it's a work situation or not. And even though they, you know, they probably went over that AJ Styles was going to, you know, bring his wife into it and all this lot. I still think there's that slight modicum of, motherfucker, why the hell you bring my family into it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even if you know you're working and everything, it's a hard thing to, you know, separate personal and that lot. And I'm sure that there was a bit of, you know, some of those blows and everything was a bit heated. What did you guys also Edge's match with Randy Orton?
It was good, but I think it was like too long.
It was a good finish.
Yeah. There were some bits in the middle where you're thinking it dragged a little bit that could have been shortened down, and you know, I'd like to know who was going around sanitizing the meeting room afterwards with all those aspirins and stuff. But it would have been really nice to have seen how that would have played out in an actual arena.
Right.
But they made they showed that they're that they are good wrestlers and everything, because yet again they made the best out of a bad situation.
right.
You know, they made the best out of a very bad situation and threw it into, you know, into something that actually worked, something that was good. And I personally think they did a phenomenal job. I really do think they did a good job. As you said, it did drag a little bit. But that was another, you know, another storyline where pulling in family members and stuff into it, you know, came into it. What do you both think about when that is done, when people's personal lives are brought into a story?
It creates more drama than draw fans.
But do you think it's a good thing to do at times, or do you think sometimes they push it over the line?
That are fine with this. Then, yeah, it's a good idea because it makes it more realistic. But I'm pretty sure, though, I know Vince McMahon ain't that crazy to promote somebody's family into it if they don't
right.
know about it.
Right. Who was it that you said the years back, during a storyline, you said years back there was a couple of wrestlers who had a storyline going, and one of them was supposed to have had an affair with the other one's wife, but they refused to do it, or something like that?
When Owen Hart was asked to do a storyline, him and Jeff Jarrett were a tag team at the time. And Deborah, Austin, at the time, Austin's future wife was their valet. And they wanted to do a storyline where Owen was having an affair with Deborah, even though in the storyline it was agreed that her and Jeff Jarrett were having a thing. And Owen refused to do it because he didn't want his... It's not that he didn't want his wife to know. It's just that since he was so family-oriented, he didn't want to do that.
Which is understandable. What other wrestlers have you known to turn down storylines or that has come out that storylines have been changed?
That's a hard one. Because who knows what they'd be creating backstage with the writers?
No, I understand that we don't know all of them, but apart from that one, has there ever been any other ones that have publicly come out and said, you know what, we can't do that?
Oh, God.
That you can think of? I honestly, as
well,
you...
There was one, but it actually turned out the way they wanted it.
What was that one?
It was one of Randy Savage. It was back in about 92. Let's see. That 92. 91. Tail end of 91. It was the incident where Randy Savage got bit by the Cobra. He originally he knew what was going to happen, but then... Well, Jake the Snake told him what was going to go down. Macho Man was like, okay, I tell you what, you let the Cobra fight you first to see if anything happens to you, and then I'll do it. Of course, Jake the Snake didn't do it, but it happened anyway.
Right.
I think like the Rusev and Lyle situation, the first time, they was going to try to split them up, and
right.
they tried that. They just couldn't. Do it anymore. Like they just have more pictures of them together and things
right.
like that.
Do you think some of that has played out as to why Rusev has been released from WWE, or do you think he's just had enough and feels that he's not utilized enough and wants to go somewhere else?
I think he didn't want to go anywhere else. I think it was just WWE, just like not utilizing him.
And see, this is the thing, when he turned face, they could have seriously put some good championships on him. To me, they really didn't utilize him to the best of their ability. They knew how to work him as a heel, but when it come to a face and then splitting with Lana on set and everything, that to me is where the storyline failed. But if you think about it now, with her storyline with Bobby Lashley and that falling apart, it makes sense when it comes to the fact that we heard that Rusev has been released today.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he should be the one to go to, but...
And I'm wondering if she's gone at the end of her contract, because I bet her contract's up soon. And perhaps she's just said that she doesn't want it renewed. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it would surprise me if you go back through everything and you see that a lot of these are contracts just expired and they're not renewing. You know what I mean?
I would say probably some of them.
That's what I'm saying. Some of them are probably there. But I do honestly think that WWE does need to have a shake-up. It really does. So which ones, who would you like to see come up onto the main roster who hasn't yet?
You had to ask him about that.
That's what I'm asking him about.
I know they tried it last year with Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, but with Ciampa, he got injured. And, like, they had Gargano with, like, a few matches here and there with the roster, but then they just stopped and just put him right back down to the NXT roster. But those two will be, like, the two that I would like to see up in the main roster. Because it seemed like the feud ended last week between Gargano and Ciampa. Maybe Ciampa will be up there going to the main roster. But let's see, who else? Bianca Belair, but she's already up there already. And Medium and Keith Lee and Matt Riddle, I would like to see up on the main roster.
Who do you think they should have got rid of that they haven't?
Nobody, actually.
Everybody's sitting around scratching your balls.
There's a lot of them doing that right now. But, alrighty, we are going to play another song, and then we will be back, and we will talk some more. Okay, we are back. We have another 20 minutes or so left of the show. So let's go back to, you know, what we were saying about WrestleMania and how they're doing it and everything. Do you think that, in your opinion, that we are going to see the next pay-per-view as being a fan pay-per-view in regards to fans being able to attend? Or do you think we're still going to be under this safer at home ruling of no crowds over 10?
They already mentioned earlier that they are going to do it at the Performance Center, the next pay-per-view.
So then it's going to be the same as WrestleMania.
Right. But as for June and July, I do not know yet.
I think they're going to have to play it by ear in regards to those, because we don't know what the situation's going to be like.
Right.
And we don't know how each of the individual states are going to, lessen up the rules. Because Florida, for those who don't know, was one of the last states to actually shut down. They still had people going spring break. The beaches were still crowded, all that lot. So people didn't really know what was, going on. So this really could be one of those incidents where we just don't know.
Right.
Where is not the next pay-per-view, the pay-per-view after that supposed to be held? Do you know?
This is going to be June.
I honestly don't know.
New York.
See, and that's another one. That's one of the hotbeds of where the virus is, because of its crowding and everything. So I guess it's one of those things where we really are going to just have to wait and see how things plod along, that type of thing,
Right.
So, what do you hope to see when WWE comes back in regards to, going on with coming back from Corona and everything?
I think some people may appreciate it, maybe wrestling more.
Maybe what WWE itself needs their storyline, since they let go of so many people.
Absolutely.
Storyline to keep the fans interested.
Yeah.
And plus, maybe push new people as well.
Yeah. Okay, in general, though, what are some of the things you're looking forward to when this ban has been lifted?
Oh, when they finally get live and they get to go to town.
Yeah.
So that would be, one thing. And I think people may, going to end up watching it more. Because, I think some of the, I think that's probably one of the reasons, not many people are going to be watching it, because it's not at the
right
towns and stuff like that.
But I can honestly say, I think the other thing is that people are going to be I'm hoping that people come out of this a bit more appreciative of stuff that is going on and, being able to perhaps go to a show, to a ball game, even the simple things are, is I haven't been able to go and have a wander around Walmart. You know what I mean?
Right.
To be able to just go for a wander around the mall, go grab some ice cream and sit by the lake, those types of things. It would be so nice, even if we had to go by bus, to be able to jump on the bus, go grab a coffee and sit outside Altera along the lake from where my mom did.
Mm-hmm.
Because you both have to admit, when we went there after me and Mike did the memorial walk back in October, it was nice sitting in there. You met us after the Bucks scrimmage. It was nice sitting in there having a cup of coffee and having a sandwich, and just enjoying. And I think stuff like that, in a way, everybody has taken so much for granted that we can do.
Right.
And now we're back in a situation where, yes, we're trying to do this to save our lives and everything. But I think for a lot of us, and especially those people who suffer with depression, which, let's be perfectly honest, everybody in this room suffers with depression. We have different causes for it, different reasons for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that both of you, there have been times before this lockdown where you're like, I've got to get out. I've got to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even if you came back from the store with just a soda, you got out, you went around, you did something, got some fresh air, changed the scenery. Right now, that's why I say to you, you know, go to the store. Because for you, I think that helps. I've got like donation money in my wallet right now that I can't go and spend. And even if I went to Walmart to spend it, the stuff that I want isn't there because everybody's buying up the stuff to do their own things. But to me, there's so many, this is the other thing, there are so many people out there bitching and complaining, oh, well, I can't get elastic, I can't get cotton, I can't get this, I can't get that. And to me, it's like, that's a good thing because it tells you how many people are all joining forces to make masks, to make headgear for nursing stuff. And that's actually what I'm going to do. It's just for a change of pace, make some headwear as well. You know, just that whole unity thing. And I think also, if you notice, it's not the rich and famous who are keeping the country running. It's the store workers. It's the nurses, the CNAs, the doctors. It's the busters. It's all the people who've been fighting for a decent wage who are keeping this country running. And by God, do they deserve it. Because the abuse some of them are going through from people is disgusting. There was actually a video on Facebook, and it came out of England, where these two boys went to a store called Asda, which is very similar to like a Walmart type grocery store. Actually, more like Pick and Save. And they're cussing out the staff at the end of it. They're like cussing them out because they were asked to leave because you've got to basically get your stuff, get out. They're cussing out the managers and all this lot. And that video went viral. The dad of one of the boys saw it, grabbed his kids and took that child back down to that store and made that kid apologize. And it's funny because the dad in front of the manager of the store went, "You're a mouthy little bastard, aren't you?" He said, "You weren't even raised like that." He said, "I am so disgusted with you. Now you better apologize." And he looked at the manager and said, "I am so sorry." He said, "He was not raised like this. And you can trust me, he won't be coming around here doing this again." And you know damn well, if that boy's getting cussed out like that in front of a manager, when his ass is behind closed doors, he's getting his butt whooped. But I think there's, you know, I think, you know, people are going to have to start taking these workers a lot more seriously. And the other thing that I like is that there's been such more unity in regards to shopping local, keeping small businesses running and ordering from small businesses, and less of this depending on shopping with AliExpress and Wish and everything. People are going to Etsy, they're going to Amazon, they're going to eBay, and a lot more money is being spent within the country as opposed to importing. And I think, to me, that's what we need to be doing. It's like, let's buy local, let's buy American, for us anyway. If you're in England, buy English. You know, keep those people going, keep those people running. But we're coming actually up to the end of our show. So what I want to do before the end of the show, I've got to bring this up a second. Get into it. There was actually some sad news that hit Mike and his family on April 5th. He had received word the week prior to that that his grandma was in hospital, that she had been sick. She was released home and then taken back in, and sadly she passed away on April 5th. Absolutely devastated him and his family. Mike was actually raised by his grandma. And she was a forefront of a lot of our conversations with Mike, let's be perfectly honest. She took her cornbread recipe with me, with her rather. I will never forgive Mike for not getting cornbread from over there in the years that I've known him. Do you know what? That's not an excuse. You should have called every day to find out when that cornbread was there. You know, I know today was especially hard as well as they laid her to rest. But just judging from what Mike said, she went out with a good show today and would have been proud of how, you know, her service went. So we are going to end the show, and I don't have any of her favorite songs on our playlist, but I do actually have one of Mike's. And it's one of those songs, actually, that when you hear the song live, it does send some chills down your body, but mainly because of the voices of the women who are singing it. So this song is in dedication to Mike's grandma. Her name was Maggie. May she rest in peace, and we will talk to you all again soon.